Once again, it is your old Sunday school program, the biggest little Sunday school in America. Welcome to your radio Sunday school from the Epiphany Sunday School in Chicago. Once again, the famous little chorus of 26 boys and girls bring you the old-time Sunday school songs, the weekly message from Superintendent Al J. Kahn. Your children cannot attend regular church services, or if you are a shut-in and need the comfort and help which only your Sunday school can bring you, we invite you to attend this non-denominational period of song and prayer heard every week over this same station.
Thank you, sir. Now we turn in our hymnal to number 5, It's Sunlight.
I wander in the shade of night till Jesus came to me, and when the sunlight of his love filled all my darkest pain. Sunlight, sunlight in my soul today. Sunlight, sunlight all along the way. Since the day you found me, that's where I stand. I have been the sunlight of his love.
For just a word of prayer. Our Father, we thank thee in this hour for the Lord Jesus, for every blessing that thou hast given to us. We pray, O God, for those today that know thee not. We ask that into their homes they might steal the sunlight of his love and his love alone. For those where there's heartaches and heartbreaks, they know not which way to turn, may they this day know that thou art God. The Lord Jesus Christ is surely the answer to every human need. Please, our Father, bring much sunlight to many homes, many hearts this day. This we ask in his name and for thy glory. And amen. Now we have a chorus that we pray might mean much to you. It's I'm So Happy, and Here's the Reason Why. Surely that's a grand chorus, but you know we have one nearly like it. Yes, I'm so happy, and we have a lot of happies in it. Okay. How about today? Are you anything but happy? Well, I'll tell you in this hour, you can be joyful. You can know that God himself will take up that burden of yours. And you know, he can give you a song down in your heart. Our boys and girls are going to turn to number 152. It's You May Have the Joy Bells, and we pray that you find them through this. You may know about joy bells, but there's one thing that I'm sure of. If you know my God, you have no cause to be worried. Down deep in that heart of hearts of yours, he can make you happy. Remember this today, that our Lord is not dependent upon the circumstances that surround you to make you happy. You know, it's a grand thing to know that even under the worst conditions, our Lord can come into a human heart and he can bring peace, he can bring joy, he can bring happiness, and he can give you just exactly that which you need today. Make that sun shine just a little brighter. Make that grass be just a little greener, and every bird sing just for you. I'm going to read you for a moment. Well, just about five verses of the 37th Psalm. You listen as I read. Psalm 37. It says, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as the light, and thy judgment as the noonday." I don't know whether you noticed or not, but there's a real progression there. You know, you can have from the Lord today that which is good, that which is better, that which is best. It just depends upon you what you wish to pay. Now listen, first he says, "Fret not because of evildoers, neither be envious." Now if you learn to do that, you can easily know that they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Now most of us, we do spend a lot of time in fretting about someone else. God says don't do it. They shall pass on. But look, he said, "Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." You're worried today about tomorrow and the things you'll have. You don't need to. He said, "Trust in the Lord and do good, and so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." Why, he said, you know, that the birds of the field, you know, you never see them lay up for tomorrow, do you? Yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Aren't you worth more than any bird in the field? Beloved, you know just now, not one of you listening to me today ever had a mother that counted the hairs of your head. Yet I tell you even now that God has. You couldn't cut one of them in two and let them fall to the ground, but what he would know about it. Now, if he's that careful about you, doesn't it make sense that he'd like to see you have the best? I know he would. Look at that next verse. It said, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." That's lovely to me. I know that he can do exceedingly abundantly above all that you can ask or ever think at any time. And he'd be glad to do it. Now, he said, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he'll give you the desires of your heart." You ever hear anybody say he'd only meet just your barest, meagerest needs, not your greatest? Well, that's entirely untrue. He shall give you the desires of your heart. Now, if you want something better even than that, take the fifth verse. "Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him." Think of it. Commit your way unto the Lord. Grand thing to do each morning. You know, as I rise in the morning, I'm thankful for that day because it's a day of fresh opportunity, day in which I can thank my Lord for the day and know he will be with me, that he can make that day blessed too. And throughout that day, I can know his fellowship. I can have real opportunity to do that which is good. And above all, when I commit that day, not only that day, but that year and this life unto him, I'm sure that I have a home ahead, regardless of the circumstances down here. Time comes for me to leave this earth. I know where I'm going. I don't question it. I know what shall be there, and it shall be happiness and joy. That's the thought as our choir sings for you just now. We're on the homeward trail, and believe me, we're on it. I do. And I've got a journey someday. It's going to be up there with him. Sure be great. Be great to see you come along on that journey. And I think you can. You listen week after week to us. We give you a cordial invitation. Be listening to us next week. There's one suggestion we want to make to you. And that is that if you make that journey, it'll be because of Jesus and Jesus alone. And you listen as they sing.
Next week, the same time for your old Sunday school program conducted by Superintendent Al J. Kahn. If you wish the chorus of girls and boys to sing one of your favorite Sunday school songs, please send your request by mail to the old Sunday school in care of the station to which you're listening. This is Norman Vernon, pastor of the Epiphany Sunday School.